Good morning, America. This is the B Team, and we are recording a little early this morning, so hopefully we can all keep up. I'm Roisin Sheen, and I'm here with Karen Herring.
Hey, everyone.
And Joel Cordy.
Hey, dudes.
And we are the B Team. So welcome to the show. If you'd like to email us any comments or suggestions, you can email us at bteam@stuttertalk.com. Or you can give our voicemail line a call at 206-666-5340 and leave us a message. And hopefully you do.
And just a quick announcement before we get started here. There is a Friends workshop coming up on Saturday, March 3rd in Cary, North Carolina from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you are out in that area and would like to check out a great workshop, please do, because Friends is an awesome organization and they're always putting on wonderful events.
I think this morning we're just going to do a pretty old school B Team show with just some life updates. So enjoy.
Old school.
Does anyone want to start off?
I can start.
Excellent.
One thing that's relatively exciting going on with me right now is that next week I'm going to a trade show with my work. Just to remind people or tell people for the first time, I work as an electrical engineer designing guitar effects pedals. And, of course, I also go to graduate school part-time in hopes of being a speech pathologist one day. But my full-time job is this engineering thing. And so next week I'm flying out to Anaheim to do this trade show thing. And so it's going to be cool opportunity for me because I'm going to be talking to lots and lots of strangers, which isn't normally what I have to do for my job. And I might even kind of have to be doing some sales types of things. I'm not sure exactly how that's all going to work, but if our normal sales guy needs to go take care of other stuff and I'm one of the only few people in the booth and someone is interested in our products, I'm going to need to be able to talk the talk a little bit and try to sell some stuff. So that will be interesting for me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much of it I'll have to do, but I guess I'm just looking forward to that whole experience. And then afterwards, after the show, which is, I think, ending on Sunday the 22nd, Kelly's going to fly out for a few days and we're just going to hang out. So that's going to be super fun. I'm looking forward to that also.
I think it's so cool that you're looking forward to like this challenging situation.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's weird because I'm really not, at least right now, I don't feel anxious about it at all, but
that's
I'm sure like when I wake up and like, you know, right before the first day of the show, I'll probably feel a little anxious, but right now it's just kind of, yeah, well, I just feel good about it. I know that I'll be stuttering a lot, and I know that I have lots of options and how I want to manage it, but I guess most of all, just looking forward to something different and the challenge, because I think I'm very much ready for it as well.
Yeah, So for you, like, you know that even if you're not particularly worried about it, there's probably will be some stuttering that day. Do you think, yeah, like, when your coworkers or your boss or whoever decided that you're going to go to this, mm-hmm, do you think that, like, ever crossed their mind, or they don't think of you like that?
I think that possibly when I first started to work, well, I have no idea, because I can't crawl into their heads. But at this point, you know, I think that everybody knows what I'm capable of, and you know, they know my abilities as a communicator, which I think, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think it surpasses that of a lot of people who are fluent, who don't stutter. And I think that that is also apparent to the other people that work there, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So that's what's going on with me. I'm looking forward to it. Also, starting up another semester of school. Got 3 more semesters left. I'm taking... Yeah,
full of lows, Joel.
I know. It's actually...
You really are.
It's happening. Well, it should be happening. We'll see if I can... We'll see if I can pass my comprehensive... We'll see if I can pass my comprehensive exams after all this time.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, so... But
when are the comps?
Well, I guess... I think the tests will be probably a year from March.
Mm. Is the test you have at your school a written exam or an oral exam?
It's a written exam, but then there is an oral part of it. There's it's called the oral defense. I'm not sure if technically it's part of the exam, but you have to get up in front of some people and talk about things. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it for me.
Cool. I can go.
Excellent.
Karen just dead silent over there, so I can go.
I don't know what to say.
I don't have too much going on, but the one thing that's coming up is I'm starting graduate school in a couple of weeks. So that kind of just brings up a change.
Yeah, I actually kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about it too. And any sort of change usually brings some stuttering opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little. I'm unsure if the classes I'll be taking are large or small, or, you know, what their structure is. So I'm going to just kind of hoping that they're appropriate to advertise in the beginning, just to kind of kick it off in a positive way. But I'm a little nervous about it. But mostly excited. So,
do you think you'll advertise to the whole class? How many kids are even in your class? Do you have any clue?
Well, just knowing NYU from undergraduate, the introductory courses are usually pretty large. So, usually mm-hmm. 120 or so.
Wow.
And in those large classes, I always had kind of trouble advertising, just trouble finding an appropriate time. In smaller classes, you know, it's you go around the first day and everyone introduces themselves. And it's a lot more conversational.
But sure.
Kind of to advertise in a big class feels a little like a public service announcement almost.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's just a little like awkward, especially in grad school. Mm-hmm.
So do you think you just like won't really talk in that class much, like regardless if you stutter or not?
Yeah. It's a research class and then a stats class. So it's not really discussion classes, but I definitely, especially in the research class, we're going to have like presentations. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it would just, and beyond like the actual functionality of it, it would probably just be a good thing for me to be back in that kind of like situation where I'm like really pushing a boundary.
Yeah.
Sort of. And that I don't really have that opportunity much anymore.
Hmm.
But I'm not really sure how it's going to unfold. We'll see.
Because you would kind of have to step out there, because it's not like you said, where it's a typical thing where everybody's introducing themselves. You'd kind of have to make yourself extra available for something like that.
Yeah. It's like I would have to raise my hand the first day and like stand up in front of the whole class.
Yeah.
Like, just so you know. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I kind of just thought of is that a lot of my co-workers are just starting school with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've like advertised to them like personally at work, you know, and they've heard me do it like on a very personal level. But it sort of freaks me out to like, for some reason, to like have them hear me advertise, like get in front of a whole class. Because I'm not, I don't know why, that kind of just makes me a little anxious.
Yeah. Well, that.
You talked about that once before on the show, I think, and I still, like, I don't know why that is. But it's, like, true for me, too. Like, advertising is much easier when no one knows yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If I was going to this class and I, like, just moved here the first time, I'd be like, this is going to be great. But I like a lot of people, so they're gonna be like, what's up? Like, we already know. I don't know. I think it would just be kind of strange.
I don't think we've ever figured out exactly why that is.
Yeah, yeah, but like everyone, yeah.
But we've all felt it.
So that means that I should probably just do it.
That would be awesome if you did it.
Yeah,
because I personally would also be kind of anxious, but. I think that it would be one of those things where if you did it, you'd just be like, sweet, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
When I was at Purdue for graduate school, I advertised a lot there. And, like, my close friends that heard me advertise a lot, it got to a point where they would, like, know my whole little spiel. Like, we would go into a new situation and they'd be like, hi, I'm Karen, blah 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 blah.
No, Karen, like, I want to hear your spiel. I want to see how you do it. Yeah.
I mean, it's not always the exact same.
Okay, but generally.
Well, I have like two different spiels, one for like a personal level,
okay,
and one for like a bigger level. But it always sort of goes with a voluntary stutter to make sure that they hear it really, really soon. And then follow that up by, I stutter sometimes, so if you can just try to be patient. And then I continue.
Okay, so it's not like long, drawn out, big production. It's pretty brief.
No, just short and sweet.
Okay.
Imagine Karen putting on like a big production.
All of a sudden I start to like tap dance during class.
Joel, what's your spiel?
Well, I usually always try to throw in a voluntary stuttering, but you know, usually I get enough real stuttering where it's not a, there's a problem is not lack of stuttering, I'll say.
which is awesome.
Yeah. And, gosh, just when Karen was saying that, I was like, well, what do I do? I think, well, okay. On the phone when I'm making a phone call to someone I don't know, there's a high chance that I'll do self-advertisement pretty much every time in that situation, because I just find it's easier, and I'll just say, hi, my name is Joel. And I just wanted to let you know right off the bat that I'm a person who stutters. So if you hear some silences or interruptions in my speech, there's a good chance that it's stuttering. So I just wanted you to be aware of that while we're talking. And then at that point, the person usually like falls over themselves being like, oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I really like that, Joel.
Yeah.
I like that not only do you say that you stutter, but you give them a heads up what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
So often on the phone, even if I tell them that I stutter, they still think it's like a bad phone connection.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They're not hearing like easy repetitions, but like blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that, Joel.
Well, thank you, Karen.
I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah. I think that in some parts of my life, I feel like the likelihood of self-advertising has gone down a little bit. Like I used to pretty much do it all the time, you know, but now if I'm like ordering food at a restaurant, sometimes I won't and sometimes I will. Just kind of depends, but usually on the phone to someone I've never spoken with before, I usually will still, like pretty much all the time. So all right,
I'm kind of the same way, I think. Like I don't even do it on the phone that much anymore.
Yeah
it doesn't mean as much to me.
I think that's like, it. I think that's
just don't
thing.
Care as much.
Yeah, I just always have to make sure that it actually does. It's not that, okay, let me start over. That when I'm not self-advertising, it's because I truly feel like I don't need to. It's not that I'm just avoiding it because it's kind of awkward, you know? So I always have to like check in. Like, am I being really honest with myself right now?
Yeah. Smart.
So anyway, where were we? Roisin, you should probably give us yours now since we've been around.
My spiel.
Yeah.
I actually do have a pretty like standard spiel that I do all the time.
It's, yeah.
I usually say, if I'm like making an announcement to a person face to face, like at work or in a class, I usually say, I stutter. So if you like. Have any trouble understanding me, just ask me to repeat my self, because sometimes I can kind of chop up my words. Or
that's
something
awesome.
Like that, where I'm just like trying to tell them that they can stop me if they have any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on the phone, I sort of have like, I'm kind of awkward on the phone when I do. Like, I don't really, it's like, I stutter. I don't really know like where to go from there, because it's like, no. But yeah, that's kind of it.
You're cool. I like it. All right, is it Karen's turn to give us
my turn
life update?
Okay,
fine. Not too much has really changed for me. I am seeing a bunch of clients, all of which who stutter.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot of stuttering stuff.
What about is your caseload?
Well, it's kind of like weird because I'm in Long Island with Lee Caggiano.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Some days, so I'm like kind of doing her caseload some days. And that's kind of different every time. And then I'm seeing some kids at our time where I work, but not like a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like different each week, but lots of thinking and talking about stuttering every day.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually helped my speech a bit.
I would guess that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like even if I'm not doing any speaking strategies with my own speech, I'm still like teaching them and practicing them a lot every day.
I bet lots of us people who stutter, who are speech pathologists, have experienced that. I remember when the times I've done that camp for kids at the University of Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I'll just be voluntary stuttering so much that it's just then when like I leave the camp and go live my normal life, it's like pretty hard for me to stutter.
I mean, I just feel like I'm still stuttering.
Well, maybe it's just because then after the camp, I usually just go to my work and not talk to anybody. But I guess that's what it feels like to me, is that I have more control and I'm more on top of things. But you know, who knows if it actually results in less surface disfluency or whatever.
Right.
Cool.
But yeah, that's really cool.
That's a lot like a nice thing for you guys to look forward to. Not that it's like a huge thing, but it's just like, that's cool.
Yeah, well, I would guess that in lots of different contexts, if you're teaching people the things related to stuff that you struggle with or have struggled with yourself, that has to be pretty therapeutic, I would guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Very, very true.
So when do you think you're going to get your C's, Karen? Or do you have them already? Or
I do not. Okay. I finished my clinical fellowship year in June. I think like the first or second week of June.
Cool.
So at that point, I'll start working full-time at our time.
That's rad.
Full-time at our time. Mm-hmm. I like the way that sounds.
Have we already talked about New Year's resolutions?
No.
I brought them up in so many situations. I don't know if I brought them up here.
You didn't.
I love New Year's resolutions. So.
That's a great thing to talk about.
Yeah. Do you have any related to stuttering?
I guess my major New Year's resolution is not related to stuttering, but it's definitely related to communication.
Okay.
So.
You want to share it?
You're just going to be like, just keep it to yourself.
I'm just going to keep it to myself. Well, I'll just move on. Sorry, I'm like.
Yeah, what's wrong with your voice today?
I have a little bit of a cough or something. So I have two New Year's resolutions. The first one is to listen more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's related to communication, obviously. Mm. But, and I think that I spend a lot of time sort of like listening to people, but like kind of planning my responses. And I'm not sure that might be stuttering related. It might not be. But I want to, but that can get really kind of like not really satisfying in like a communication situation. So that's my, and my cool. Second one is, yeah, thank you. And my second one is to go to a couple of Knicks games. That's basically it.
Fair enough. I had one that is actually kind of related to yours, and I would say it's kind of related to communication, but kind of not. And it's just to be more mindful. Just in general, and with that, to kind of live in the moment more often. And actually, a friend of Stutter Talk, I don't know him personally, but he posts on the Stutter Talk Facebook page occasionally and has really good posts, is this guy named Frank. And I saw that he, one of his recent posts was something about this mindfulness meditation, and it just looked kind of interesting, so I might actually check that out. So
cool.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Joel.
Mm-hmm. Karen, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, but mine sound lame after yours. God, why did I go last again? I don't really have any great ones to do with. Mine are very self-centered, I feel.
Well, they're all self-centered. Yeah,
they're supposed to be.
Yeah, but yours is like, I want to listen to everyone else. But Joel's was like, I want to be mindful. Man, I want to get healthier this year.
That's a good one.
And eat better and exercise more.
Me too.
And be healthy.
Good. Cool.
Somehow, and that's all about me.
That's stuttering somehow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to feel healthy about my stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll let you know as I get more healthy if my stuttering changes.
Remember, Roisin, when I was going to do P90X and you were all excited because you had done it, and I got to about day 20 and called it quits.
Wait, why?
I didn't.
Good.
Well, I didn't really make a decision. I just, you know, didn't wake up one day and then didn't wake up the next day. And, well, I guess I did make a decision. I just, you know, I don't.
I mean, day 20 is a pretty long time.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
but there's 60 more.
Yeah,
no, there's,
that's the thing.
There's 70 more.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a lot.
I got to like day 80, which is even more embarrassing.
You were so close.
I'm in great shape. I'm done. Yeah.
I think that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in great shape. I'm done.
I look great. I'm done with this.
P80X.
Yeah, exactly. P80X.
Mm-hmm. But Center Talk doesn't endorse that, right?
No, probably not. Imagine if we endorsed a workout regimen.
If you do this, you are secured.
No pigs. Oh, man.
Well, team, what do you think? It is 7:40 a.m. Central Time.
Mm-hmm. I think we're good.
I think it was the earliest Stutter Talk we've ever recorded together.
Yeah, it was.
True. Maybe so. We should not make that a
go team.
Habit.
It happens sometimes. There's the three of us with all different schedules.
Yeah. I'm on days in February though, so it'll be easier.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks everyone for listening to that kind of crazy episode, kind of all over the place, but you got inside of our heads. If you would like to give us suggestions, which would be greatly appreciated for next time, please email bteam@stuttertalk.com or leave a voicemail at 206-666-5340. And we will talk to you guys soon.
Bye, guys.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.